It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Joey LaRocque joining you folks here once again at IYFWrestling.com, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes these days, folks, a lot of crazy stuff, and I've got a big edition of the interface here, so sit back, relax, grab a cold one, because I'm going to be a little while. I got about 5 points I need to talk about right now, so let's not waste time and get right to it. First of all, I mentioned in the previous interface that Liam McFerrin, the current IYFW New Breed Champion, wants a rematch with Shiloh Robinson on September 8th at Vengeful to the Core, and I've gotten the confirmation that this match will not be happening. No, as it turns out, the championship committee have told Liam McFerrin he will not be wrestling at all at Vengeful to the Core. Why is this? Well, he successfully defended his title not once, but twice in the month of August, and no other champion can say that. So basically, he has no top contender to defend the title against, and that needs to be remedied. What will be taking place on September 8th will be a four-way free-for-all match to name the next number one contender to Liam's New Breed title. Obviously, McFerrin was not too happy about this. He wants a match with Shiloh Robinson, but the IYFW Championship Committee, the board of directors, they stated their business must supersede his personal agenda. Liam McFerrin stated he will be watching this four-way very closely to scout his next challenger. The next point here on the interface concerns the status of Blood Money, and I can tell you now, there's been some changes going on behind the scenes in this organization. First of all, Robert Coleman is no longer a member of Blood Money. According to Scott Scarsdale, due to his inability to win the Coronation Cup tournament or win the New Breed title, he has been deemed ill-equipped as a member of that organization and has been let go. Also, the modern-day marquee Guillaume de Sade is still a good member in standing of Blood Money, but suffered a slight concussion at the Coronation Cup event and will not be in action on September 8th. Now, you would think this would leave a man like Scott Scarsdale all by his lonesome, but the Millennium Millionaire is a consummate businessman. He always has irons in the fire. He's always looking for new prospects to join his group, and he stated he has two men lined up to team with him in a six-man tag team match on September 8th. He would not divulge the identity of these two individuals, but he stated they may have issues with each other, but where money lies, honor dies. The next point has to deal once again with tag teams. Did you see the video here at IYFWrestling.com of the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage? I did not understand this whatsoever. I mean, we have to go back a little bit in the history between these two guys. It goes all the way back to March at the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. CJ and Damon showed up that night thinking they were going to be going into a tag team match, and if they won the tag match, they would both get contracts with IYFW. Well, this is what we were all led to believe, and it's what Damon Ravage thought was going to happen. CJ Scott, however, had inside information. It was not to be a tag match. It was going to be a one-on-one, and CJ kept that information from his brother, beat him in that match, and won the contract. Ever since then, the Savage has been a thorn in the side of CJ Scott, but now CJ has gone to the board of directors or IYFW management and has gotten a tag match signed for September 8th's Vengeful to the Core. And if Damon, get this, if Damon gets the win, he gets a contract with IYFW. Did the Wolf suddenly have a change of heart? What is going on here? And what was that whole deal with page 1 of 2 and CJ throwing a piece of paper away? Did that piece of paper have other information? Is there something else going on here? Is CJ not telling us the whole story? All I can say is I checked with management about this. The Minister of Wrestling Operations, Max Burden, had no idea these negotiations were going on. It was done purely by the board of directors. They said they wanted to keep Max out of it because they knew he would have a lot of problems with this. But the match has been signed. It will be the Savage Wolves against Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rock, on September 8th, and as it stated, if Damon Ravage gets the win, he has a contract back with IYFW. All I can say is to the Savage, you might want to have eyes in the back of your head watching the Wolf. The next point to make here on the interface concerns the Dark Pony JP Black. Now, we need to go back a little bit and talk about something I have not really mentioned much here on the interface. It concerns something that took place back at the August 4th Heat Strike show. JP was about to lock up with Nocturne in a match when he turned to Minister Max Burden, who was acting also as the ring announcer, and stated to him, quote, "We needed to talk." Well, it was very adamant that Max Burden tried to make several contacts to the Dark Pony, but JP Black was not answering Burden's calls. And as it turned out, J.P. Black overestimated Max Burden's authority. He actually didn't need to talk to Max about the problems he had. He needed to speak directly with the board of directors, the upper management of In Your Face Wrestling. As I understand it, the board of directors members did meet with J.P. to iron out these issues. He said it had something to do with disrespect, which I can't understand. I can't think of anybody in IYFW, fans, wrestlers, anybody who works for the company who does not respect the history and the career of the Dark Pony. But apparently JP had some meetings with them. I guess they've ironed out their details because JP will be in action on September 8th. I hope whatever issues there were, they have been taken care of. And before I get to the final point, I do want to, of course, also mention other matches that are signed for September 8th's return to Boston Spa, New York. You will see that rematch from Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, the women's wrestling match between Mistress Belmont and Barbie. That should be a great wrestling contest there. And also, we will be seeing the NWA North American Tag Team Champions, the Rochester Wrecking Crew, take on the IYFW Tag Team Champions, Pure Dynamite. The Wrecking Crew put the challenge out to the In Your Face Wrestling Champions. There's no malice intentions of any kind. They just want to see the talent in IYFW, and Pure Dynamite is ready to step up to the challenge and represent IYFW in this great tag team contest. Well, that brings me now to my fifth and final point here on this edition of The Interface, and of course it concerns the main event at Vengeful to the Core. We will be seeing the 2012 Coronation Cup winner Drake Evans take on Pierre the Beast Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Of course, we know this will be the second time these two men have met this year for that championship in the main event, but two other individuals that come to mind when you talk about this match are the Pillar Roman Dominguez and the Force from the North Vigo. Now, Vigo was suspended from the August 18th Coronation Cup show due to the new policy against wrestlers who attack referees intentionally. He was taken out of the show. He was supposed to be in the Coronation Cup tournament itself. He was taken out, and Drake Evans was put in Vigo's spot. And of course, Drake went on to win the tournament. Speculation there, if Vigo had not been taken out, would Drake Evans have been in the tournament? Would he have won the chance to go after the championship, or would Vigo have won it? You can speculate all you want about that now. The facts are, as we've already stated. But if you listen to or follow Roman Dominguez on Twitter, at Pillar Dominguez, he has made several tweets that he feels he is the one who should be getting a title shot on September 8th, due to the fact that he is the only man in IYFW to say he has a championship match victory over Pierre Vachon. And I gotta say, Dominguez does have a valid point, but the contract stated the winner of the Coronation Cup would take on the IYFW champion, whoever that was, at the end of the Coronation Cup show on September 8th. And due to a technicality, Pierre Vachon is still the IYFW champion. And as I understand it, both Roman Dominguez and Vigo will be in action on September 8th. They will not be facing each other, but they will both be there. And Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton has spoken to both men and strongly urged them both not to get involved in the main event on September 8th. And I gotta say, folks, both Dominguez and Vigo stated that they have given their word they will not interfere in the main event on September 8th. However, both men made strong accusations they would be looking to get a different perspective of this match in Boston Spa, New York, whatever that means. So, the match is set to take place, the main event. Drake Evans has got a lot of momentum now. He had a lot of energy going into the Coronation Cup tournament. Of course, Michael Monroe took out one of his knees, but Drake Evans was able to overcome that and win the match, win the finals over Monroe to get the championship opportunity on September 8th. Pierre Vachon, if you think about it, has not won a match in IYFW legitimately since June. He won by disqualification in July, lost the tag team match at Heatstrike, and lost the match by disqualification at the Coronation Cup show. So I got to say, all the momentum is on the side of Drake Evans. Could this be the night the reign of the beast comes to an end at the hands of Drake Evans? Well, there's only one way you're going to be able to find out, folks, and that is getting your tickets for Vengeful to the Core, IYFW's return to the Boston Area Community Center in Boston Spa, New York, on Saturday, September 8th, through the merchandise section of this website. You do not want to miss this event. It's going to be a great night of pro wrestling action. It's going to be great to see all our great fans in the Boston Spa area once again. Coming soon here at The Interface, I'll have more information about the right to fight, and we'll have all the fallout information from Vengeful to the Core. We'll see you in Boston Spa. For iWifeWrestling.com, this is Joey LaRock.